The Florida Department of Financial Services Consolidated Call Center in Largo is one of only two such call centers remaining in the state. Florida's Chief Financial Officer, Alex Sink, says the consolidation will save taxpayers $2.2 million every year. Sink was at the Largo Call Center Monday afternoon for a ceremonial ribbon cutting and a press conference. She says the savings from consolidating to only two call centers, in Tallahassee and Largo, will come in part from reduced real estate expenses.
We, the state of Florida, are increasing the employment levels right here in Largo and Mid-Pinellas. We had undertaken a study to consolidate our call centers. We were operating 11 call centers around the state, and we decided that we could probably operate more efficiently if we consolidated.
The center used to employ 7 people but now has 20, many of whom had been working in other centers around the state. Sink says that as the economy improves, they may add 15 to 20 more employees to handle 3,000 calls per month.
It was really a win-win-win. It's a win for the citizens because they're getting their calls answered more quickly. They're getting better sources of information because we do a lot more training and a lot more quality control here. And it was certainly a win for the taxpayers because we're saving $2.25 million a year alone just from doing this consolidation in Largo and in Tallahassee.
Sink says there are two consolidated call centers because in the event that one is closed due to a hurricane, there will still be one open to field calls from Floridians.
Well, the calls that are received here are from any Floridian who has an issue or a problem with an insurance or financial matter, or simply they're calling just to get information about how to purchase all types of insurance. About 50% of the calls are from people who want to make wise buying decisions, so they know that they can call this toll-free state number and talk to counselors who can lead them to the correct information when they're getting ready to buy property insurance, auto insurance, life and health insurance.
Another type of call that is fielded by call center employees is when a citizen can't get their claims paid by an insurance company.
Just this last month, this group of people here was able to receive $545,000 in restitution or claims payments from people who were having difficulties with their insurance companies.
When the consolidation was announced, Sink says there was a very well-planned transition period with 6 months' notice given to employees of the 9 call centers that were closed. But she acknowledges that not everyone was able to relocate.
They were all offered the opportunity to transfer to either Largo or Tallahassee, and if they couldn't do that for family reasons, then we looked for other open state positions for them. And I believe at the end of the day, of all the employees that were impacted, I think maybe there were only a couple of people who weren't able to find other employment with the state, but they did find employment otherwise.
You can learn more about the Florida Department of Financial Services by visiting their website, fldfs.com. Reporting from Largo for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.